has an opportunity to fit in to God's purpose, and until he does, he's going to have problems. You may not be a Lincoln who's going to free an ethnic group of people. You may not be a Florence Nightingale to improve health care. Our tasks probably are much less glamorous, but God has something for each one of us to do. There's a story about three little trees, each of who wanted to be something in life. The first tree wanted to be an attractive, pretty cradle when it grew up. One day, some people came along, however, and chopped the tree down. And it was hewn into very rough pieces, carelessly put together, and made into a manger. And the manger was taken to all places, Bethlehem. It was put there in a dark stable. No one could see it but the cattle and the goats. One day, though, God laid his own son there in that manger. And the manger quivered with delight. The tree thought, how wonderful. In all of my dreams, I never thought of holding a baby like this one. This is better than all my planning. I am part of a miracle. And years passed. Men came into the forest. They cut down the second tree. This tree had aspired to be a great vessel, great ship when it grew up. But it did not do those great things. Instead of a great vessel, it was made into a rude and humble little fishing boat, owned by a simple and rude man named Peter. And the little boat, the little tree, now a boat, was greatly unhappy. And one day, as it sat along the shore of Galilee, very unhappily and dejectedly, a crowd gathered around it, and a man called Jesus stepped into the boat and taught people from it. And the boat whispered, "This is wonderful. In all my dreams, I never thought I would be used in a miracle." Then a few months pass. Some men go into the forest, and the third little tree is cut down, now not so little. And this tree aspired and wanted to remain there to forever point upward to God. But the men cut it down, tore off its branches. They cut into its bark, and their axes struck down deep toward the heart of its tree. They cut it apart, and they put it together again, this time in the form of a crude cross. And the tree quivered and thought, how terrible. They're going to hang someone. I never wanted this to happen to me. I only wanted to sit out on that tree, that hillside, and point to God. And one day outside Jerusalem, a crowd gathered. And in the middle of the crowd was Jesus. And they took him, and they nailed him to the cross. And the little tree heard words of forgiveness and peace. And Christ completed his work of redemption there, and, as it says, gave up the ghost. And the cross began to understand. It whispered, how wonderful. I am a part of a miracle. In all my dreams, I never thought I would point to God like this. This is better than all my planning. God has entrusted each of us some gift, some ability, large or small, and we become fully his when we fit into a plan. His plan enables us to use the gift he's given us. Have you yet yielded your gift to Christ? Are you investing yours to the glory of God? Do not promise. Don't promise to fulfill God's will today, or rather tomorrow, if you're not willing to do your best to fulfill it today and now. And if you'll invest your life for God, use your gift in accordance with His plan, He will multiply your investment in ways that you never before dreamed possible. And you will become, like the little trees, a part of a miracle. Let us pray. Oh Lord, our Father, how often we have pondered the special things that you have given us, the fashions in which you have made us unique. And so often we've tried to find out, discover, what those special gifts were that you have given to us. Let us, O God, continue that quest, and when we discover those gifts, as some already have, let us commit them fully to you, for therein we shall find life in its fullness. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.